Hello, I'm Darren Burton and welcome to Council Connections, the weekly program that keeps you up to date on Toowoomba Regional Council's facilities, activities and services. With July just around the corner, there's plenty of activities for children during the school holidays. The popular Bush Capades program, which features a range of activities in Toowoomba's parks, kicks off on July the 1st and continues through until July 9. Although payment can be made on the day, bookings are essential and can be made by calling the Parks and Recreation branch during office hours. You can also get full details of activities by phoning Parks and Recreation. Please remember, if your children wish to take part in the Bush Capades program, they must be under 8 and must be accompanied by an adult. Children always have a lot of fun and learn at the same time at regular art workshops at the Toowoomba Regional Art Gallery in Ruthven Street. Children's winter art workshops are on at the art gallery from July 6 to July 9. Now the workshops are from 10 a.m. until noon each day and children must be accompanied by an adult. So for bookings and more information, please call the gallery on 4688 6652. Business operators have only a week to renew licences and permits, which are due on June 30. These licences and permits apply to food businesses, businesses that handle fuel or dangerous goods, and businesses that undertake environmental activities. Any business owners who have not received their notice should contact their nearest council service centre. And June 30 is also the due date for renewing cat and dog registrations. If you haven't received your renewal notice, please contact your nearest council service centre. And if you have a new puppy or kitten, and it's older than 3 months, you will need to register your pet by June 30 if you haven't already done so. June 30 also marks the closing of Council's Sustainable Home to the public. Sustainable Home Toowoomba is located at 308 Ramsey Street, so if you want some tips on efficient use of resources and environmentally friendly living, make sure you visit the home over the next few days. The call has gone out for volunteers for a popular local event. Now this event's a little way off yet, it's on Sunday, August 8, but with the way the year's flying by, it'll be here before we know it. Council's Multicultural Development Officer, Elizabeth Jones, is calling for volunteers to help out at the Toowoomba Languages and Cultures Festival in Queen's Park. This festival is a lot of fun and brings together a host of organisations and performers showcasing the cultural diversity of our community. The day will feature workshops, entertainment, foods, dance displays and activities for the entire family. So if you've got a couple of hours to spare on August the 8th, please give Elizabeth a call at Council. It's getting towards that time of year again, and in the coming months, Council issues rate notices for the first half of the 2010-2011 financial year. Rather than pay your rates twice a year, you can arrange to pay your rates in instalments. The Rates Easy Pay allows you to have regular payments direct debited from your bank, building society, or credit union accounts. And by keeping your payments up to date, you won't miss your rates discount. To discuss a Rates Easy Pay plan that suits your budget, call into your nearest Council Service Centre. Now there will be roadworks continuing around the region, major roadworks of course at the Ruthven and Jellicoe Street intersection, and that requires Ruthven Street being reduced to one lane in both directions. Cook Street is also closed at Ruthven Street. Now the section of Jellicoe Street from Ruthven Street to Hagen Street is closed due to intersection upgrade works, and traffic will be detoured at Ruthven Street and Hagen Street. Council advises that heavy vehicle operators will access Jellicoe Street from Mort Street. During the roadworks, lane closures may be necessary to the section of Taylor Street from Payne to Wyala Street. And during water mains works, the southbound lane in the section of Holberton Street from Bridge to Victory Street will also be closed to traffic. And remember, if you want to learn more about council activities and services, anything from lodging a building application, what jobs are available at council, or seeing what's on in the region, then log on to council's website at www.toowoombarc.qld.gov.au. And that's it for this week's program. Make sure you join me next week when I'll bring you more news and community information from Toowoomba Regional Council. I'm Darren Burton for Council Connections.